Shalom Aleichem, everyone. Today, Yom Sheni, Zayin Tishrei, Tov Shin Pei Vav. I want to share with you what I believe is a very important message that I shared with my Kehila Shabbos morning. Now, Bederech Klal, Shabbos HaGadol and Shabbos Shuva, that we give the drashas in the afternoon, I don't usually speak in the morning. But as you'll see in the next few moments, through a Maisa Hashkochas Hashem, I felt it was necessary to say the following. Friday morning, Erev Shabbos, I got a message from someone, and as you'll see towards the end of what I'm going to say, the Hashkocha in it, I got a message from someone that said the following. Who was the one who said that mashal about the wife who went to the king to beg, Tznegeya Rosh Hashanah Shechol Yais B'Shabbos? And I said, it was the Aruch Lener. The Aruch Lener, Rabbi Yaakov Etzlinger, in his Drasha Sefer called Minchas Oni, says the following mashal. Now, the person told me, the reason is because I'm teaching today, and I want to tell it to the girls, because next year, Rosh Hashanah Tov Shin Pei Zayin is going to be Chol Yais B'Shabbos. Now it turns out that Tov Shin Pei Ches will also be Chol Yais B'Shabbos, very not common thing. It's almost impossible for Rosh Hashanah to come out on the same day of the week, 2 years in a row, but it's a leap year. Tov Shin Pei Zayin is a leap year, so therefore Rosh Hashanah Tov Shin Pei Ches is also Rosh Hashanah Shechol Yais B'Shabbos. Libi Yomerli, that really we don't need a leap year yet in that year, because Rosh Hashanah is going to be so late. It's going to be October 2nd, Rosh Hashanah, of 2027, L'minyanam, but the next year I think is Shemitah, so therefore that's probably why the leap year is the year earlier. But that's all a side thing. They said to me, since Rosh Hashanah next year is Chol Yais B'Shabbos, I want to say over the mashal of the Aruch Lener, the Minchas Oni. What's the mashal? The Aruch Lener points out in his drashas in Parshas Hazinu. He says that we find, if you look in history, that years that Rosh Hashanah fell out on Shabbos, it's either a very good year, Tovis B'Yoser, or Chas V'Shalom, Rois B'Yoser. For example, he says, the years that the Beis HaMikdash was Nechrav, Rosh Hashanah was Shabbos. And he makes the Cheshbon there. He says, we find the year of Mechilas Ovin of the Egel, Toiva B'Yoser, Rosh Hashanah Chalais B'Shabbos, Hakamas HaMishkon, Nichnusu La'aretz. And I guess you could look through history. We know 9/11 was the year Rosh Hashanah Chalais B'Shabbos. 2 years ago, October 7th, was Rosh Hashanah Shechol Yais B'Shabbos. In between then and way back, you'll have to do some searching. But that's what the Aruch Lener says. Haloi Davar, who he says, what's Taka the Pshat? So he says the following mashal. He says, mashal, there was once an officer in the king's palace who did an Aveira, did some type of crime. The king got very angry. And he said, no mercy, even though he's my friend, no mercy. And he was judged. And he tried to get all different types of people to come and be melech and put in a good word for him. But one after the next, nobody was interested in helping him out. The king had said, throw the book at him, and the judges are throwing the book at him. When he saw that there's nothing else to do, he was very upset and he told his wife, and his wife said, don't worry, I'm going to go to the king. I'm going to go into the king. I'm someone who's always there. I'm a Yoytze Yuvo B'Chotzer HaMelech. And I'm going to help you out. And she went into the king and she begged for her husband that he shouldn't be punished the way that he wants to punish him. And she begged him. And the king said, okay, you know what? For you, I'm going to rescind the punishment. A little bit later, another officer in the king's court, same Aveira, the king said the same thing, throw the book at him. Nothing worked to help him, give him any leniencies. But he remembered, a while back, his friend had the same problem, and the wife worked, so he told his wife, you're going to go and you're going to beg for me. The problem was that this officer used to beat his wife. She had black eyes, she had bruises, it was nicker that she was beaten. So she goes to the king reluctantly and she starts begging for her husband that the king shouldn't throw the book at him, and the king couldn't even hear what she's saying. And he's looking at her and says, "What happened to you?" She says, "No, but my husband..." And someone whispered in the king's ear and says, "It's well known that her husband beats her." The king became furious. He said, "Not only am I going to give him the punishment that he deserved for the original crime, I'm going to give him more punishments. A chutzpah. He beats his wife and then he sends her to be melitz. Throw the book at him." Zok Taruch Laner. On a year that Rosh Hashanah falls out on Shabbos, we do not blow shofar. Why don't we blow shofar? Shofar is not an issur d'oraisa to blow. And the mitzvah say bayoyim. Chazal were nervous someone may not know how to blow the shofar and might carry outside Dalet Amos and Rosh Hashanah be mechal or Shabbos to go learn how to blow shofar. So because of that, they were mevatel tkiyas shofar Rosh Hashanah shecholiyas b'Shabbos. But we have a problem. The shofar is the antidote to the satan, to the Yetzahara, to the accusing malachim in Shamayim. If we don't have that antidote, what's going to be? We have an Eitzah, Shabbos. Shabbos is the spouse of Klal Yisrael, Bazuga Yishal Yisrael. Shabbos is going to go Taina. Shabbos is going to say, "Look what they're doing for me. They're giving up Shofar so that I shouldn't have Chilul in my as me in Shabbos. Look what Klal Yisrael is doing, Rabbeinu Shalaylam." She's going to go Taina. She's a Yaitzah V'nichnas by the Rabbeinu Shalaylam. She goes in and out. She's there all the time. But that only works if Shabbos comes beautiful and pristine. And we care about the Shabbos a whole year. So we could say we care about the Shabbos on Rosh Hashanah. And then the Rabbeinu Shalom has Rachmanis and gives us not only a good year, an unbelievable year. Even better than a regular year with the Shofar. Because the Shabbos is being Melitz. Says the Aruch Laner. But if Chas V'Shalom Shabbos comes in all bruised to the Rabbeinu Shalom, and all of a sudden Shabbos is tining, "Look what they did for me." The Rabbeinu Shalom says, "Oh, today they're worried about Chil Shabbos. Today they're worried about you. A whole year they don't care so much about the Shabbos. You're bruised and banged up. Rachmana Litzlah, not only am I going to not give them Ke'ilu, the Shofar was blown, Rachmana Litzlah, it could be even worse." And that's why Zok the Aruch Laner. That's why the potential for Rachmana Litzlan, a year that's Rois B'Yoser, is a year of when Rosh Hashanah falls out on Shabbos. Because if the Shabbos comes bruised, it's not a help for us, Adarabbah. It makes things worse. We've said this Aruch Laner over in years that Rosh Hashanah fell out on Shabbos. But I always say, it's a shame. We always remember, like right before Rosh Hashanah, Shechalias B'Shabbos. And we come scrambling, and I've given shiurim, I've posted it. The last Shabbos of the year, you have the ability to be Mesakin all the Shabbosos of the year. That's all true. But there's nothing like doing it right the first time around. We always say that. Doing it right the first time around is always better than fixing it up at the end, which we have the ability to do. But I say it's always a shot. There was one year, I think, the year after COVID, or during COVID, was also Rosh Hashanah Shechalias B'Shabbos. I think that year I chapped this Rosh Chodesh Elul, and we made a program. It was right before I got onto Torah Anytime, so it was 2020. And for a month in shul, we had learning about COVID Shabbos, Einik Shabbos. I made a whole pamphlet. There was a WhatsApp group about it that people listened to the shiurim, so on and so forth. I think you can find them probably on my website. But Lemaisa wasn't the beginning of the year. We should always think about it. So when I got this message Friday morning, I got a little shaken up. As if the Rabbeinu Shalom was sending a message for the first Shabbos of the year. The first Shabbos of the year, not just Shabbos Shuva. Shabbos Shuva, Shabbos Teshuva. But the first Shabbos of the year already, we have to be mechazik next year. Rosh Hashanah is Cholias B'Shabbos. At that time, point, I didn't realize it's going to be 2 years in a row. But at least Rosh Hashanah Shechalias B'Shabbos, as if the Rabbeinu Shalom was sending up us a message, we have to have us do something. Start preparing already now. For this first Shabbos of the year, there's nothing like the first Shabbos setting the tone for the whole year. I went into the Kailu Friday morning to learn. I told it to a few people. I went over to the Rosh Kailu. Rav Baruch Hirschfeld, Rav Again Baruch Hirschfeld, Zosan Gesundin Stark. And I said, just Sahara Balma. And he also got a little zedoodled from it, for lack of a better word. He told me he gives a teleconference Friday afternoon on Kedusha Shabbos. He's been giving all summer. He's going to say it over. Ended up, he said it at the Shabbos Shuva Drosha for his shul as well. And in the afternoon, after I told a few people, I sent a message back to this person. That you have a schus. By asking me this morning, who says it? I was the Sairer, and now we're being ma'ir people about it. And I plan on speaking about it in shul on Shabbos, I said. I happened to say by the lady Shabbos Shuva Drosha as well. So what's really the story here? Before I get to the next piece. I teach Parsha in the local high school, Chaviva High School, girls' high school here in Cleveland. Every Friday, I go in, I say Parsha for the school. It's supposed to be every Friday. But especially in busy seasons like this, I Parsha can't go in. And already, before Rosh Hashanah, I told the Menaheles, Mrs. Berkowitz, Zazan Gazutin Stark, that I'm not able to come in, not last Friday, meaning the previous Friday, and not the Friday of Aseres Yemei Tshuva either. So when I'm not there, she takes over and she teaches Parsha. So because I said I decided I'm not going in, she had to teach. And once she's teaching, she wanted to say over this Aruch Lener. But she forgot who said it, so she messaged me. If she wouldn't have forgotten who said it, she never would have messaged me, she would have taught it, and I never would have known all of this. Now, let's take it one step further. So I messaged her in the afternoon, you have a maridikas chus, because so many people are being this error from the message you sent me, and she tells me, no, you're making a mistake, it's your chus. I said, what are you talking about? She says, 2 years ago, when Rosh Hashanah Shecholiyah is B'Shabbos, you spoke here in Chaviva, you said over this mashal from the Aruch Lener, and you said it's a chaval, that we always remember it at the end of the year, we really should remember in the beginning of the year, and work on Shabbos the whole year. She says, right then I took out my phone, and I looked up when's going to be the next Rosh Hashanah Shecholiyah B'Shabbos, and I saw it's Tav Shin Pei Zayin. So I put a reminder in my phone for the beginning of Tav Shin Pei Vav, that I should talk to the girls about it. So Be'emison, it's your reminder, she said. It's your message that you're getting back to yourself. It's still Ashkocha that she didn't remember who said it. So Pashat Amaradik Amaisa here of Ashkocha Pratis. The Rebbeinu Shel Mamash sent us a message, sent me a message, that I could give over to other people. The Rosh Hashanah Shecholiyah is B'Shabbos. So I told my Kehila. The first Shabbos. And I said to the ladies, ready towards the end of Shabbos. And Bez Hashem, I'm going to talk about it on Yom Kippur, and that's why I'm presenting it to the Olam. Just to go back a second, 2 years ago was Rosh Hashanah Shecholiyah B'Shabbos. And we talked about this Minchas Ani, we talked this Meshech Chachma, this Chassam Seifer, there's a lot of Kilus. Unfortunately, it was October 7th, and it was a very hard year for Klal Yisrael. And last year, Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur of Tavshin Pei Hei, I was very Isaac in Medaf Mesakin Zayin, what went wrong the year before. And last year Yom Kippur was Chaliyos B'Shabbos. Shabbos Shabbos Zayin is always Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur is Chaliyos B'Shabbos. Leil Yom Kippurim after Kol Nidre, we spoke about by Ne'ila. But one of the things I mentioned is that perhaps we're being given a chance, another Yomim Naraim, it's not Rosh Hashanah, but Yom Kippur, Shecholiyos B'Shabbos, to be Mesakin Epi something in Shabbos, to have Shabbos on Shabbos Shabbosayim. And in fact, I have my notes here from the Drasha that I gave last year after Kol Nidre, before Ma'ariv. And I talked all about Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, Shecholiyos B'Shabbos, but then I said, I presented to the Olam, we have to be Mekabel something, Likovit Shabbos for the next year, Pasha to be Misakin what went wrong. Vais Techais, Shabbos last year wasn't a Melitz for us. It must have been too bruised. Rachmana Litzlan. And I told her, men and women, Daf Mekaba up is something. And I gave some examples that I'll throw out here as well. To use olive oil to light the candles. Now that's the ladies' department. A man shouldn't say to his wife, use olive oil. He should take his own Kabbalahs. Olive oil. Another Kabbalah is, there's a Maisa with the Ritvaz. The Ritvaz was very ill. And he was on his deathbed. In Slutsk this was. And he finally had a four shlema. They asked him what happened. He says, I was in the Olam HaEmes. Kimat, I was in Yenevelt. And I saw the Bezin Shalmaila. And they told me, time's up. And I said, what do you mean? He's loymit tarim teichad chak. Not enough. He wrote a pirush on the Yerushalmi. Not enough. Finally said, his table is set for Shabbos Thursday night. Oh, that's chus. I was able to come back to this world. So meritik is chus and having the table set Thursday night, or early, however you want to say it. Being ready earlier during the day, especially when the winter's coming. Maybe being ready by many. You know, people like to daven mincha gedayla on Friday afternoon. But when you daven mincha gedayla, so then you daven early mincha, then you have all the way to shkia. It leads to chil Shabbos, because you don't have to be in shul. Not so into davening mincha gedayla. Come, be ready properly. Another thing I talked about was other tables in your house besides your Shabbos table, kitchen table, other tables brought down to have a covering over. Talking about covering muksa, let's say you have a computer table, cover with a thing. Rabbi Hirschfeld said on Shabbos, the singing Zmiris. Also, he talked about being ready early, especially in the winter time, planning out your day, you should be ready early. Singing Zmiris, saying Divrei Torah. I could throw out some other ideas, and I'm going to speak about this Bez Hashem Yom Kippur. How do we come dressed to the Shabbos table? Any little thing, L'kavod Shabbos, V'daber Dover. How we speak on Shabbos. What do we speak about on Shabbos? V'chahena v'chahena. We should think about what we could do to be Magdil Kedusha Shabbos. That's what I said last year, Yom Kippur. And Be'ez Hashem, I plan on speaking again, hopefully about it this year, Yom Kippur. That even though it's past the first Shabbos of the year, but it's still the Aser Simei Tshuva, we have to think about how our Shabbos is going to look for Rosh Hashanah Tavshin Pei Zayin, and now I find out for Rosh Hashanah Tavshin Pei Ches as well. Because we need Shabbos to be a Melitz for us. Kol HaShemer Shabbos Kil Chasai Afilu Oivin Avedezara Kedar Shalanesh Meichlin Le'al Kol Avinaisav. Person has the power. Shmira Shabbos brings Mechila. Shmira Shabbos brings Mechila. There's a lashon of the Sefer Charedim called Azor v'Zor is b'Shmira Shabbos. Why Zor v'Zor is b'Shmira Shabbos? Because you have to keep Shabbos, but there's a hirus of Shmira Shabbos. There's rizus of Shmira Shabbos. Could be that's the lashon of Gemara talk. I don't remember. Called Azor v'Zor b'Shmira Shabbos. I don't remember. But either way, Shabbos has that power. And if we want Shabbos next year to be a Melitz for us, and the year afterwards to be a Melitz for us, it starts now. It starts with the first Shabbos of the year. It starts with the Shabbos Shabbos and Yom Kippurim to mekabel something. Show Shabbos how we appreciate Shabbos. That's what we need to do. And Be'ezus Hashem, this message that I Oirus that was sent to me Al Yidei Hashgacha Min Hashamayim that I want to give over to you. Shavim Zaras ourselves to do something for Shmir Shabbos. Look for some type of Kabbalah. And if you listen to the Shabbos Shuva Drasha that I posted yesterday, what I ended off for the women is that if you're looking for an Asay Toy, if you're looking for some little something to be Mechazik in, find something in Shmir Shabbos. Something very easy. It doesn't have to be big, but it's everything in Ruchnias. Ein Areichla, as Rabbi Sol Zalanter said. When you're Mahadir something in Shmir Shabbos, you have the whole potential and the power of the Heilige Shabbos. And Be'ez Hashem, we should be Zoichataka to be Shomer Shabbos Karoi. Be Shomer Shabbos Karoi, Malikim Yisrael Shei Shabbosas. Klaiso will keep two Shabbosas. The Gula would come. The Gula would come. That's the power of Shmira Shabbos. But looking forward to the entire year, let's make a Taka Kabbalah. How we can make our Shabbos better in Hilchas Shabbos, Shmira Shabbos, Kedusha Shabbos, in Kavod Shabbos, in Oinig Shabbos. Shabbos is so multifaceted. In Limurat Torah b'Shabbos. Shabbos is so multifaceted that you can find something to be mechazek in. And Be'ez Hashem, with that, we'll be able to come. If Mashiach doesn't come and we're not Mekadosh Al Pi HaRe'iyah next year, Rachmana Litzlan, or the year afterwards, we'll be able to send Shabbos to the Rabbeinu Shem as a Meridik Amelitz, beautiful, pristine Shabbos Malkasa. And Be'ez Hashem will be a Shana that's Teva B'yos already now with that Tzchus of Shabbos. Be'ez Hashem will be Zaychetaka to a Gemar Chasima Teva, Gutke Ben Shiar, and be Zaychetaka to Yom Shekulei Shabbos, when Mashiach is going to come, Bimheiru V'yameinu, which should be a Shnazgula V'yeshua, Kol Tov, everyone.